You are listening to The Mindful Minute, meditations created for everyday joy. I'm Meryl Arnett, mama, meditator, and co-owner of Sacred Chill West. This podcast is recorded from my live Monday night meditation class, where we have a brief discussion followed by a 20-minute guided meditation. Welcome to our September meditation series. And this series this month is really meant to take us a little deeper. So the idea is, okay, I've been meditating. I get the idea. I'm supposed to be feeling my breath. I'm supposed to be noticing my thoughts without reacting to them. But then what? Like, where does this go? How does it actually impact my life? And today what we're going to talk about is this first step of deepening, which is a listening. Okay. And I found a meme that if you follow Sacred Chill, you saw on Sacred Chill's Instagram feed a little bit earlier this week. And it's the letters in the word listen are the exact same as the word silent. And I went like, really? I had to make sure that that was true. It's true. Silent and listen the same. So the idea being, if we want to be a good listener, if we want to hear, we have to be comfortable with silence. Mark Nepo, who's a philosopher and a poet, he wrote this beautiful essay on listening. And one of the things within that essay was, just as each of us is born with an inclination towards being right-handed or left-handed, we're also born with an inclination towards inner listening or outer listening. Outer listening is obvious, right? We're listening to those that we're in contact with. We're listening to the outer world and taking in information. Some of us are more inclined towards inner listening. We're better at hearing our intuition, hearing our guides or our guidance. You know, we tend to lean one way or the other, but we have to cultivate both. We have to be able to do and listen on both ends of that spectrum. And meditation is the practice of inner listening. So if you're like me and you hear this idea of I need to listen to myself, you're going to like sit up really straight and maybe engage your abs a little bit and be like, and now I'm going to listen. Lean in. Right? And you're listening, like you're focusing on what you think you're supposed to be hearing. And all that happens is there's crickets. Right? It's just unending silence or random things that seem to mean nothing and not what you think you're supposed to be hearing. The exact same is true with meditation. We say, okay, we're going to start a meditation practice and we sit up really straight. We engage a little bit and we lean in a little bit. And we say, now I'm meditating. And in both of these practices, in listening and in meditating, it doesn't work that way. In both of these practices, we have to first learn how to just let go of expectation. So even though we might sit up straight, even though we're going to take this meditative posture, the inside feels like I'm laying back in a hammock. I've got my arms behind my head, my ankles crossed, and I'm just lying here. The same is true with listening, right? We can't be leaning in listening for the thing that we think we're supposed to hear. But instead, it's almost as if you could unfocus your ears so that rather than bringing in sound to identify it, we're just allowing space to actually hear. And if you've meditated with me before, you've heard me say probably many times that when we're present, when we're in the actual moment, this is the only time our senses are working. If we're disconnected from the present moment, the first thing to shut off is our senses. This is how this happened to me actually last week in the lobby of the studio in a meeting with other yoga teachers. Any multitaskers can relate. I'm like sitting here like half in the meeting, half also typing the email I forgot to send earlier until somebody said, Meryl, what do you think about that? And I had to go, I'm so sorry. I was not here. Right? My brain was on the email and I was trying to be present, but you can't. So your hearing shuts off. You miss this. You miss what is said. So brilliantly on being also decided to do a couple episodes on listening right now, because me and Krista Tippett are like that. Maybe one day. So if you haven't listened to the On Being podcast this month, it is well worth listening to. There's one in particular. She's interviewing a man named Gordon Hempton. He's an acoustic biologist, and it's all about silence and quiet and listening. And one of the things he said that I thought was so interesting is when he defined what real quiet is, he said it's not an absence of sound, but an absence of noise. And immediately I made the correlation. Of course, that's exactly what meditation is, right? It's not an absence of thought. It's the absence of distraction. They're the same. We're not looking for a void. We're just looking to be in the space to receive, right? So the best part of this is how brilliant our minds are. Because all of our minds innately possess the abilities to simultaneously do and witness. Meaning, I can think a thought or feel a feeling, and in the exact same moment, there's a piece of my brain that can see that I'm doing that and go, that's interesting. That's, for all of us, this is true. Our brains can do this, but it's a piece that we have to cultivate, that we do cultivate in a meditation practice. So this is cultivating the witness. And this is where inner listening comes in. Because what normally happens when you meditate? I'm going to guess that we're all fairly similar in this, so I'll tell you what I do. I close my eyes, I feel my breath, and a whole host of other things that seemingly don't matter occur. I noticed the traffic is really loud tonight driving by the studio. And I remember that I didn't put the stuff from the washer in the dryer, and I've got to remember to do that when I get home. And I think about what I forgot at the grocery store and the email I didn't send. Just a bunch of random thoughts that sort of rise up and fall away, and they just sort of stream along. Listening is when you see those thoughts, right? Otherwise, if I don't see them, I'm just thinking, oh my God, I forgot to put the wash in the dryer. It's gonna smell. I probably have to rerun it again. Why do I do this every time? I should change the way I do laundry. Maybe I'll buy different detergent. Maybe I'll try OxiClean this time. I don't know, right? I could spend the whole 20 minutes on just that thought cycle. But as I cultivate witness, I start to be able to go, I forgot to put the wash in the dryer. Interesting. Come back to the breath. And then the next thought comes up. Maybe I'll try OxiClean this time. Interesting. Come back to the breath. And again, maybe it seems like that type of listening doesn't matter. But what I have found over time is that that type of listening to those silly, mundane thoughts that rise and fall over the course of a 20-minute meditation, they tell us so much about how we move through the world. So much. Because if you sit every day, and for 20 minutes every day you listen to your thoughts, you can pick those threads so easily. Oh, I'm always thinking about laundry, bills, emails, you name it. I'm always planning. I'm always rehearsing or daydreaming or falling asleep. And it isn't for us to judge ourselves or to shame ourselves because we do a certain thing, but it's this gift of awareness. So some people, I've heard from other students that some people actually hear. Some people will sit down and meditate, and when they get really comfortable with silence, they will actually hear a voice that gives them guidance or says something of value to them. That has never been true for me personally. I have never heard a voice tell me something, but I have heard my thoughts. And I think that this is the same. Whether you actually hear the voice or you learn to listen to your thoughts, you're getting the same gift. This is beginning to see how our mind is working, how it's guiding us through our days, through our weeks, through our months. So we'll do our practice tonight. Well, I'll have 20 minutes like we normally do. And I'm going to invite you to do exactly as we normally do. We're going to feel our breath. We're going to notice the thoughts as they rise and fall. and we're going to come back to feel our breath. If you really want to start to go next level, like you're really wanting to build the skill of listening, the piece that's missing is you have to journal afterwards. So if you're listening to the podcast, you never hear this because I end the recording right before I say this. But normally at the end of this class, you know, I say there's 10 minutes of space left. When we're done meditating, I leave 10 minutes of space. And you're welcome to get up and go into your evening. You don't have to stay. You might choose to stretch, and you can choose to journal. So if you're wanting to cultivate the skill of listening to your thoughts, what I invite you to do is take even 2 minutes and trace as many thoughts as you can remember from your meditation session. You have to do it immediately. That bell rings, you pick up your paper and your pen, and you write down, I thought about laundry, I thought about groceries, I thought about my ex-boyfriend, I thought about my kids, build that skill, right? You're creating muscle memory, and you're creating the ability to cultivate witness. And eventually you won't have to journal it, right? Eventually it'll be, you're like, I know that I have to pay attention to these thoughts. So you just do it. The intention is there. But if you're newer to this practice, this next stage of deepening, then I encourage you to journal afterwards. And if you came tonight and you don't have pen or paper, I've got it up at the desk. Come grab some after class. So let's get started. If you've already had your legs crossed, take a moment to uncross and cross them the other way. Just let blood flow. If you're practicing at home, you can sit in a chair with your feet flat on the ground. And wherever you choose to sit today, let your hands rest onto the lap, palms face down. When you're ready, you can let your eyes drift closed. And if it would feel more comfortable for you today, you could just take a soft gaze down towards the ground. Either of these are welcome. And we'll settle into our practice together here with a breath. So nice deep inhale in. Exhale a sigh. Let's do that once more. So deep inhale, fill yourself up. Exhale, let it go. Allowing your breath to flow. And taking this first moment just to settle into your practice. You made it here. You carved out time and space. And you might just silently to yourself start by saying, now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. And with that, you might feel yourself really begin to let go, releasing the weight of your body into the cushions or chair beneath you. You could feel a letting go through your hips, through your thighs. And a gentle lengthening of the spine as you sit up just a little bit straighter. Shoulders press back and down. And the crown of the head just gently reaches up. Breathing easily as the muscles through the face relax. The forehead. The eyes. The lips, the jaw, the tongue, they all relax. And your throat is easy and open. Collarbones gently spread. Maybe feeling a sense of softness across your shoulders. And perhaps you notice breath in the chest. Just the easy way that your chest rises and falls as you breathe. And perhaps you notice here right now how it feels in the center of your chest. Breath by breath, your awareness drifts down towards your belly. And we do our best to relax the belly muscles so we're not engaging. And gradually we find ourselves in this space somewhere between relaxed and awake. Our outer body holding us upright, reminding us to stay present and awake. And our inner body relaxed, lying back in its hammock, open and listening. And it's here that we'll begin to feel our breath. As you breathe in and out, you might feel that rush of air just inside the nose. And you'll notice it doesn't take long at all to find that you can feel your breath and think at the same time. And what's more, you can feel your breath and think and witness that thought. All at the same time. As we settle into a period of silence here, I invite you to continue feeling the breath, each breath. And as thoughts stream by, you don't have to fight with them. You don't have to shush them or wrestle with them. Just simply notice, I'm thinking. And come back to feel the breath again. You might do this over 100 times. And each time, just that same soft kindness. I'm thinking. Come back to feel the breath. Each return strengthening that ability to witness. might feel your breath just naturally deepening a bit. And as it does, take a second here without reaction or judgment to simply notice the very last thought you had before that bell rang. Intending to cultivate that witness without reaction. Deeper breath in, deeper breath out. Little wiggle in your fingers and toes as you feel ready. And we'll gradually bring our palms together in front of the heart like a prayer. Bow your chin down. Taking a second to simply honor your experience today. The time that you carved out to be present and to truly listen. Let's finish with one deep breath together, inhaling fully. Exhale, let it go. Thank you guys so much for sharing your practice with me today. It was my pleasure to be here with each of you. Namaste. And as normal, you know we have 10 minutes here. If you'd like to stay and journal or stretch, please do so. And if you're going to go out into your evening, please do so with lots of space and kindness for yourself. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Mindful Minute. You can learn more about me by visiting merylarnett.com. For bonus meditations, tips, and a little bit of baby spam, follow me on Instagram at merylarnett.